hands busy.
Even at 140 in the shade, you have to keep your hands busy?
Of course.
Not me. I have no other desire than to lie here in the grass and simmer.
Simmer is right. If we have the energy, what we should do is go down to the creek and loll in the pool.
Someone would carry me down there, I'd love it.
Seacliff was subdivided in the 1920s, with the first single-family homes selling briskly by the end of the decade. Even the stock market crash of 1929 didn't make much of a dent in the Seacliff real estate market. It's 1932, and the radio program One Man's Family has just begun broadcasting. It's a serial drama intended to trace the lives of a real-life family with real-life children and real-life problems. It's set in Seacliff.
It was just a feeling I had. I didn't know you were going to talk about it, Cliff.
Well, neither did I. I mean, until just this moment, it just slipped out.
Well, for goodness sakes, let's have it.
It was just that I suggested that maybe this trip of yours wasn't the casual going away everyone was pretending.
Diddy, what do you mean?
I don't know. It's just as I told Cliff. It's only a hunch. But, well, so many things are happening in the world. I mean, so many changes. Everything and everybody seems to be shifting and readjusting. Well, why shouldn't there be readjustments in the Barber family as well as elsewhere?
That's a queer thing to say.
But I don't want any readjustment.
But Mother Barbara...
Well, I don't...
In the early 21st century, Seacliff will be mostly radio silent. From the privacy of their homes, the residents of Seacliff will contemplate the view. With so much plate glass, it's not surprising that it all seems a bit unreal.
Head west until you reach a wooden post in the middle of the trail. Stop and face the forest.